Welcome to the Bhakti Sangadapa group. Today we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 25.73 onwards. Savitri Mataji, are you there, Mataji, in the call?
Yes. Hare Krishna. This is Savitri Devidasi. Please accept humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Srila Gurudev, all the Vaishnava.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Mataji, for your association in the call. Mataji, please take over the call, Mataji.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are today from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 25. And text number 73 onwards. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Ritam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha E Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shirada Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shirade Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaye Vacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandam Shri Advaita Kadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 25. Text number 73. Shesto hoya kani koro hinero vandana. Amaro sarbonasho hai tumi brahmashamo. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "You are a great, spiritually advanced personality, and therefore you cannot worship a person like me. I am far inferior. If you do so, my spiritual power will be diminished, for you are as good as the impersonal Brahman." So Mahaprabhu speaking here to Prakashananda Saraswati, as we know that Mahaprabhu met Prakashananda Saraswati at Bindu Madhava. Mahaprabhu and his disciples, followers, all were chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra tumultuously. Great, wonderful Harinam Sankirtan was going on. By hearing that Harinam Sankirtan, Prakashananda Saraswati and his followers, disciples, came there immediately. They knew the Mahaprabhu was there. So they joined Mahaprabhu. And first Mahaprabhu honored Prakashananda Saraswati with great humility. And then Prakashananda Saraswati paid his humble obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he did that we heard, previous verse 72, when Prakashananda Saraswati caught hold of the Lord's lotus feet, Lord said, "My dear sir, you are the spiritual master of the whole world. Therefore, you are most worshipable. As far as I am concerned, I am not even on the level of the disciple of your disciple." Out of humility, you know. Mahaprabhu was the personification of humility. And he is teaching us by his own actions. Apuni achari Prabhu jivere shikhai. We must approach everyone with humility. Humility is the greatest qualification to attract Krishna's mercy. Humility means remain dependent on Krishna's mercy. So he was showing that. So he presented him as a very fallen person, and he said that he was not even on the level of disciple of his disciple, because Prakashananda Saraswati was the leader of the thousands of sannyasi. They were all very renowned, strict renounced sannyasis, completely detached from materialistic way of life. They had renounced the material world. So they were free from Maya, from material energy. So one sense they were Maya Tita or Brahma Gyani, Brahma Gyani. So today's verse, 73, Mahaprabhu was saying, you are a spiritually advanced personality because you were the spiritual master of thousands of renowned sannyasis. So we are not any ordinary personality. You were Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. You were Maya Tita. So you are Brahman. You are not Brahman, Brahma Sama, a very beautiful word Mahaprabhu used here. To me, Brahma Sama, you are equal with the impersonal Brahman, or you are like impersonal Brahman. You are not exactly a total impersonal Brahman, but you are like Brahma Sama. You are like Brahma, means impersonal Brahman, because impersonal Brahman has different meanings. You know, when we say Brahmeti, Paramatmiti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdate, that impersonal Brahman means all-pervading truth that exists eternally during the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this material world, and in which the living entities rest in trance. It is called the impersonal Brahman. And Brahma Gyani, also known as impersonalist, they are also situated in Brahman realization. Well, Jiva is also known as Brahma, but we are tiny subordinate Brahma of Sri Krishna, who is Param Brahman. And we are localized Brahman. We are not all-pervading Brahman. But Mayavadis, they wrongly think they are all-pervading impersonal Brahman. That is their mistake. Because the relationship between individual soul, a tiny jiva, and the supreme, the soul or supreme personality of Godhead is eternal, cannot be abolished or eliminated in any time, by any means. Relationship between jiva and supreme Brahman, Param Brahman, Parameshwar, Puna, Purushottama, Parameshwar, Parabrahma, who is Sri Krishna, and his subordinate Brahman is a jiva. And the relationship between them is service. Jiva is naturally subordinate, subservient, servant of Purna Purushottam Parameshwar Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. And it is eternally true. It is eternal truth, cannot be abolished or destroyed. But Mayavadis, they do not accept, they deny. It's all based on false conception. Advaita Gyan Tattva, in that Advaita Gyan Tattva, the varieties are also present, they do not accept. Only they accept oneness with Brahman. But it is also not possible, in all respect. Like we know, we are qualitatively one with Krishna or Brahman, Supreme Brahman. We are Brahman, spiritual, and Krishna is also Brahman, spiritual. He is Supreme Brahman, we are individual, tiny Brahman, subordinate Brahman. Fine. But qualitatively we think we are one, yes, but not entirely qualitatively. Why? Because Supreme Brahman is the Supreme Controller. And we are individual Brahman, although we are to some extent is controller, but we are still controlled by Krishna. So in all respects, we cannot be known as Brahman. We are just, therefore, we are subordinate Brahman because we are also spiritually same. Not yet entirely same, means we are not controller. And our position is also not equal. Mm-hmm. So Mayavadis, they do not accept, impersonalists as to some extent is better than them because they understand that absolute truth is formless. This much they understand. But progressively they would know further as Paramatma, localized manifestation of Krishna, and then Supreme Brahman, Krishna, person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottam, Purna Purushottam, Parameshwar, Bhagavan. Like Muslims or followers of Islam religion, they know the absolute truth as Allah. Allah is Almighty Lord. And they understand they are the servants of Almighty Allah. They never claim that they are equal to Almighty Allah or they would become Almighty Allah. They are far better than Mayavadis. Mayavadis are the worst people. They are doing great harm to the human society. A tiny soul, how can think that they are, he is as good as Supreme Brahman. Not possible. Anyway, here Mahaprabhu is acting as a very fallen, far inferior jiva and glorifying Prakashananda Saraswati as you are a great spiritual advanced personality because you are the leader of thousands of very strict renunciant sannyasis, and you are Brahmabhuta, Prasannatma, you are following the truth, therefore you cannot worship me, a person like me, I'm just ordinary fallen soul. If you do, my spiritual power will be diminished. It's a fact. Means a devotee, if he is puffed up by thinking I'm so great, then his spiritual power will be diminished and ultimately will be finished. Means that is the impediment for development of the pure devotion to Krishna, which is our original constitutional position as the pure servant of Krishna, unalloyed servant of Krishna. This is the original position. So that position we would not develop if we are puffed up that I'm so great, I'm like Brahma Sama already. So this is the advice by Mahaprabhu. Humility will be banished. We think I'm so great, and bhakti will be finished. So far, you are as good as the impersonal Brahman. So Mahaprabhu said to Prakashananda Saraswati that way. He is not Brahma, but like Brahma. Brahma means all-pervading truth. So now we are going to the next 74. Jadyapi tumare sabo brahma samo bhashe loko shikha lagiyo iche korite na aise. My dear sir, for you, everyone is on the level of impersonal Brahman. Yeah, Brahma Sama equal to impersonal Brahman. But for the enlightenment of people, people in general, you should not behave in that way. My dear sir, for you, everyone is on the level of impersonal Brahman, but for the enlightenment of people in general, you should not behave in that way. Yes, Mahaprabhu speaking to Prakashananda Saraswati. You are Brahmabadi, means you are like Brahma Sama, equal to Brahma, or equal, you are almost like Brahman, like Brahman. And Mayabadis, used to think that they are all pervading Brahman. Well, before actually, in Benares, Varanasi, Mahaprabhu first met Prakashananda Saraswati and his disciples, and before also met, and they all were defeated. At the time also they accepted Mahaprabhu as Narayana. Still, Mahaprabhu wanted, further purification, was speaking that way. And a person, self-realized persons, indeed sees in everyone the pure Brahman soul along with supreme Brahman soul, that is Krishna, Paramatma. Individual soul is accompanied by Paramatma. In one way it is true for the pure devotee. Their vision is so sharp that their vision pierces through the flesh, bone, and directly touch the heart and see the soul and super soul. They do not see the external form, but they see only Krishna. It is their natural vision, seeing Krishna everywhere, seeing Krishna in every atom, seeing Krishna in everyone's heart. That is their natural vision, spiritual vision. They do not know anything else but Krishna. So Mahaprabhu speaking, although for you everyone on the level of impersonal Brahman means, of course, the formless, all-pervading Brahman, or individual Brahman, spiritual being, but soul is also Brahman, but subordinate Brahman, right? But for the enlightenment of people in general, you should not behave that. Means we should behave in four ways, right? Madhyama adhikaris, they behave not equally to everyone. Although vision is equal, but not behaving equally. They're completely devoted. They're in love with Supreme Lord, right? And they're very friendly to the our friendship. They have friendship with the devotees, and they're very much indifference or indifference to the envious people, and they are very much merciful to the neophyte, innocent people. In that way they behave, right? So Mahaprabhu is addressing Prakashananda Saraswati that for that you should not behave that way. Means you, I am just a fallen soul, fallen living being, and you are worshipping me. So Mahaprabhu is advising that way or saying that way. Mahaprabhu is Jagat Guru. Mahaprabhu is a teacher, right? Universal teacher. Whatever Mahaprabhu says, that is the sar, right? We heard those verses, no? Beautiful, beautiful verses. Chaitanya Radashmai, Chaitanya Radash, Chaitanya Radashmai, Taradashatash, no, not that one. Chaitanya Gosai Jai Kahe, Shei Mato Sar. We heard, right, those verses in this chapter about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's points. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is the ultimate teaching. That's the point. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave short understanding of the six darshan, right? So, yeah. Chaitanya Gosai Jai Kahe Shei Mato Sar Ar Jato Mato Shei Shab Charkhar, right? Means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever is saying, that is the essence of all Vedic wisdom. And any other mata, patha, all are just useless. Means not according to the Shastra, not according to the Bhagavad Dharma. So Mahaprabhu, whatever said, this is Bhagavad Dharma, eternal religion. So we heard Mahaprabhu is universal teacher, Jagat Guru, and he is showing the world how to become a natural, pure devotee of Krishna. He has given us the Swarupa. He has informed us our Swarupa form. What is our form? And the servitude. Servitorship is our form. Service attitude is our form. Jive Swarupa hai Krishna Nitya Das. And he is also showing, he was also showing by in his leelas, by his leelas, how to become a subordinate servant of Krishna, always following Krishna's will. Now 76, one verse from where? Anyway, one verse. Jivan muktapi punar yanti samsara vasanam yadya chinta mahashakto bhagavatya apuradhinah. If a person considered liberated in this life commits offenses against the reservoir of inconceivable potencies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will again fall down and desire of material atmosphere for material enjoyment. So the point is, he is making a point that I am really a fallen, tiny soul. I'm really a fallen, tiny soul. What is called? Yeah. Did I miss anything? So you are worshipping me like I am, oh no, I made one mistake. Yeah, I skipped one verse. That's why I was not feeling okay. Now I'm going to the next, that is 75. Teho kahe tomaro purbe ninda aporadho je korilo tomaro charano sparshe shavo khayo gelo. Means I made a mistake. Sorry for that. Skipping 75, I went to 76. So now we are in the text number 75. Translation. Prakashananda Saraswati replied, formerly I committed many offenses against you by blaspheming you. But now the effects of my offenses are counteracted by my touching your lotus feet. Very wonderful statement by Prakashananda Saraswati. Because he, first we heard, he caught hold the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And then he paid his humble obeisances to Mahaprabhu, respect, was feeling very, very much surrendered to Mahaprabhu. The sense of submission was so great in Prakashananda Saraswati. So he is now replying. He was now replying. Formerly, I committed many offenses against you by blaspheming you. We know the story, right? They were all they're worse than that. They were Mayavadi sannyasis, and along with Prakashananda Saraswati, who was the leader, they all blasphemed him blasphemed by saying that Mahaprabhu was just a sentimental person. He would just chant, dance in the street without studying Shariraka Vashya, the great commentaries given by Mayavadi Guru Shankaracharya on Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta Vashya. He did not study. Instead, he would just, being a sentimentalist, would dance, chant, sing, chant, and just like that, doing sentimental things. It has no connection with the scriptures. They felt that way. And so they were thinking they were so great. They knew all. They were all as good as Narayana. See, when one says, I am Narayana, you are Narayana, means what? You are trying to become the husband of Mother Lakshmi? Narayana is the husband of Mother Lakshmi. So if one thinks that I am as good as Narayana, means you are trying to become husband of Mother Lakshmi. You want to enjoy Mother Lakshmi. So they are naturally offenders at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. In Bengal, people feed the beggars or very poor people by saying they are Daridra Narayan Seva. They are doing Daridra Narayan Seva. What a great insult to Narayana. Narayana cannot be poor person because he is the husband of Lakshmi. A poor beggar cannot be as good as Narayana. Cannot be the husband of Lakshmi. Yes, he is a Daridra person, yes. A very poor person. Okay, fine. You render service to the poor, fine, it's good. But should not say, he is Narayana, poor Narayana. The name Narayana, and the person Narayana is so cheap for them, that they think we are as good as Narayana. And their whole aim is to become Narayana. It is also impossible in any way. Just like if a daughter wants to become, as good as mother, all right, fine. Then he wants to become a mother. We cannot become as good as God. We can be godly, or we cannot occupy the God's position. Their whole aim is to occupy God's position. Replacing God, they would all become God. So fallen, but because it is impossible, so they are so much degraded. Mahaprabhu pointed out that. So Prakashananda Saraswati was now regretting, feeling very ashamed of him. So he was saying that I did commit so many offenses against you by blaspheming you, means by insulting you. And I was thinking I was greater than you. But now the effects of all my offenses and are counteracted by my touching you on lotus feet. That point is also a very beautiful point. By touching the lotus feet of Lord, our all sins are washed off. That is not our purpose, to touch the lotus feet of Lord, but touching lotus feet of Lord means I'm placing myself at your lotus feet. I'm becoming your surrendered soul. Please keep me tightly at your lotus feet. Keep me under your feet. Give me your shelter. So give me chance to worship your lotus feet. Actually, a pure devotee always aspires to have this very humble place, very humble place, very, how can I say it, right? Trinadopi Sunichano position. That is a constant aspiration, not to have any important place, not to have any superior position in the service. A pure devotee always tries to, always searching a place would be the, most down place, means dasanudas place. Dasanudas, dasanudas, dasanudas place. Dasanu, 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 dasanu place, most lowest place, and that is so comfortable place. Comfortable, the feeling, if one genuinely desires the Trinadapi Sunichana position, is so wonderful, full of bliss, most natural position, most natural. Not to aspire, I am really big person, very important, superior than others. The natural thing, they are really inferior to everyone. Most fallen, most inferior feeling is so natural for a pure soul. The most an enlightened person is situated in the Atma, he feels naturally how to attain that most inferior position. Servant of the 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 servant of position, that position is natural. So touching the lotus feet of Krishna eradicates our all sinful desires. are all offenses and sins, genuinely. You know, when we come before the Lord and see the Lord's lotus feet, internally, mentally, we should touch the lotus feet. Pure devotion is performed internally. Raganuga bhakti is being performed internally by the soul. Mahaprabhu also said to Raghunath Das Goswami, Manushe Broje Radha Krishna Seva Koribe. Omani Manodohya Krishna Nam Sadalave. Broje Radha Krishna Seva Manushe Koribe. Very profound instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami. Very humble, detached Raghunath Das Goswami attained this, means received this instruction directly from Mahaprabhu. Omani Manodohya Krishna Nam Sadalave. Never desire, aspire for respect from others, but always be ready or inclined to give all honor to others. Broje Radha Krishna Seva, and in Vrindavan, perform, render devotional service to Shri Radha and Krishna, Manushe Koribe. In your mind or internally with the soul. Soul must be engaged in the service of the Lord, internally. That is Raganuga Bhakti. More we chant Hare Krishna Mantra, more we become very much internally active. Not only internally active, but internally interactive. Interactive with Sri Radha Krishna. I'm just wondering, my sound is all nice? Means what I'm speaking?
Yes, Mataji, it's good.
All right, thank you. Because I heard some complaint in other groups. That's why. Okay. So, the soul must be engaged in spontaneous, loving, natural service to Shri Radha Krishna in the mind. In other words, heart, soul, and mind should be offered to Lord. Maya arpita mana buddhir mame vaishyasya samshaya. Mayiba mana adhatsva, mayi buddhi niveshaya, niveshashasi mayyeva. Ata urdhvam na samshaya. In Gita, Krishna said, right? Engage your mind, engage your buddhi into me. Let them enter into me. Then you always abide in me. There's no doubt. So Mahaprabhu also said, so touching the lotus feet, how do we perform? When we come to the Lord, before the Lord, when we come, see the lotus feet of Lord, see the beautiful form of Krishna, and touch the lotus feet. And Prakashananda Saraswati directly touched. We can also do that. Same thing, soul can touch the lotus feet of Lord, then our past offenses, past sins will be eradicated, counteracted. Why it is so necessary? First, by doing so, we become purified, spiritualized, and then with a spiritual heart, spiritual mind, we can perform pure devotional service. When we say spiritualized, means the material mind, material intelligence, material consciousness, when are infused by the chit shakti of Krishna, spiritual potency of Krishna, that it becomes spiritualized. it becomes replaced by spiritual energy. So it is known as spiritualized. In this way, a pure devotee becomes infused with Krishna's chit shakti, internal potency. And the devotee progresses in his devotional life. So, beautiful point we learnt by, you know, Prakasha Anta Saraswati. So he feels very much pardoned of his old, forgiven of his old offenses. So now he's continuing as he's speaking further. 76. Jivan mukta api punar yanti samsara vasanam yadhya chinta maha shaktau bhagavatya paradhinaha. Jivan muktaha, persons liberated during this life, api also, punah, again, yanti, go, samsara vasanam, to desire material enjoyment, yadi if achintya maha shaktau, to the possessor of inconceivable spiritual potency, bhagavati, the supreme personality of Godhead, aparadhinaha, offenders. Translation, if a person considers liberated in this life, commits offenses against the reservoir of inconceivable potencies of supreme personality of Godhead, he will again fall down and desire the material atmosphere for material enjoyment. See what is the condition of falling down? Is the condition desiring material enjoyment in the material atmosphere. See, this is known as fallen state of existence. So where are we now? Are we in the liberated stage or in the fallen stage? We can understand ourselves, isn't it? So Prakashananda Saraswati was speaking to Mahaprabhu. If a person considered liberated in this life, means when one is free from material desires and free from the clutches of Maya, means one person is situated in his spiritual form, in the spiritual conception of life. We have to maintain it. That's the point. Even in that, from that situation, we may fall down. Why? By committing offenses against the Supreme Lord. Who is the Supreme Lord? He is the Mahan Shaktidhar, Asim Shaktidhar. Means he is the possessor of Achintya Mahashakti, Bhagavati. Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parameshwar, who possesses inconceivable spiritual potency, unlimited. Inconceivable means he can do what is impossible, possible. And also, he can do possible, impossible. That is his inconceivable potency. His potencies are working under his will. So as we are also his potency, we must work at his will. This is our natural relationship. When you surrender us unto Lord, then Lord, you know, takes the charge. Means he then works through us because this is his potency. He can act through his potencies. And potency can move by the will of the Lord. And that is our real natural position, being the a toy in the hand of Krishna. Instrument or potency. So he can act whatever way he likes by his own potency. I am also one kind of potency. Shaktidhar means he is the possessor of the potency. I am also one kind of potency. And Jiva is one kind of potency. Tatastha Shakti or the marginal potency. Potency is always connected with the potent, possessor of the potency. this truth must be realized by us, because that is our natural position, most blissful position, to become a toy in the hand of Krishna and move according to his will. Service attitude, that is called service, whatever is pleasing for him. Anukulena, Krishna Anushilanam. So when we commit offense, means by desiring ourselves a separate enjoyment, we fall, or blaspheming God or blaspheming Vaishnavas, also the cause of our fall down. Not realizing the true position of Krishna, the true position of the Vaishnavas, and blaspheming them is the cause of our falling down. And we must be very, very careful. Two things Mahaprabhu said very emphatically. Karo Vaishnava Shevan Krishna Nam Sankirtan Achirate Pave Krishna Primodhan Achirate Pave Krishna Charane Primodhan. Means two things you must do: Vaishnava Seva and Nam Sankirtan. Then sure you'll get Krishna Primodhan. Another place also he gave instruction to Sanatan Goswami. Nami ruchi jivedaya Vaishnava Shevan Eichari Dharmunahi Shuno Sanatan. O Sanatana Goswami, listen to me. Three things you must do. That is the dharma, natural function of the soul. Nami ruchi means Krishna Nam Sankirtan with great taste. Jivedaya. Try to save the souls in this world by giving them holy name. Vaishnava Sevan, service to the Vaishnavas. Eichari Dharma Nahi Shuno Sanatan. There's no other dharma in this world. So this is very important point to us, right? Another place also Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe sanatana Krishna ji ratana dhanu bahut kashtit ji milay dara putra parivaro vishay basanar sav jodi tyagay. Prabhu kahe sanatana. Prabhu was speaking to Sanatana Goswami. Oh Sanatana, listen to me. Krishna ji ratana dhan. Krishna is our most precious jewel, wealth of jewels. You can say ratana dhan. Bahut kashtit ji milay. But to attain Krishna, it is not easy. We have to undergo a severe austerity. Why? Dara putra parivar. Dara means wife, putra means son, parivar family, vishaya basana are, and the material desires, desire for sense enjoyment, and possessing material wealth. Sab jodi tyaga, if the person leaves, give up all the desires for the material sense enjoyment, give up the material desires for his own selfish fulfillment of his own selfish enjoyment, you know. Enjoyment through the family, enjoyment through wife and children. We must give up. Then we attain Krishna. What is Krishna? Ratana dhan. Our most treasure, valuable treasure is Krishna. Ratana dhan. Highest treasure. So fallen stage means when we have desire for material, atmosphere for material enjoyment, right? So we must check ourselves. If we have the desire, means I am still fallen. I have to become free. Fallen means still sinful. If we have the desires for material enjoyment, that means that is our sinful desire. And the consequence is very, very heavy. What is that? We have to go through the cycle of repeated birth and death. There's no end to it. So we must be very careful about it. Now, ultimately, our goal is not that to become free from material desires or material sense of, sense enjoyment. Desire should be to serve. So when we engage ourselves in the service of Lord, when we become very busy in the service of the Lord, then automatically those things will go away from the heart. And the higher taste will develop, and we would not aspire for or desire for the lower taste. We'll become, advanced more and more in relationship with Krishna. We'll become more and more advanced in our spiritual life. The more we become busy with the service of the Lord, more we become busy with the service of the Vaishnavas. Two things, Vaishnavas and Krishna. In other words, Guru Gauranga. Gurudev, Vaishnavas, and Gauranga, Radha Krishna. These two things we must adopt in our life, right? Then we will remain free from the fallen condition. Now 77, then we'll end the class. Savai Bhagavata Srimat Pada Sparsha Atashuha Bheje Sarpa Bapur Itva Rupam Vidya Dharachitam. He, the serpent, why indeed Bhagavata, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Srimat Pada Sparsha, by the touch of the lotus feet, Hata Ashubha, is relieved from all reactions of sinful life. Bheje achieved Sarpa Vibhu, the body of a snake, Itva, giving up Rupam, beauty, Vidyadhara Architam, suitable for a person of Vidyadhara Loka. Translation, being touched by the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, that serpent was immediately freed from the reactions of his sinful life. Thus the serpent gave up his body and assumed the body of a beautiful Vidyadhara demigod. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.34.9. The inhabitants of Vrindavana, under the leadership of Nanda Maharaj, once went to the bank of the Saraswati on a pilgrimage. Nanda Maharaj was fasting and he lay down near the forest. At that time, a serpent was formerly cursed by Angirasa Rishi appeared. This serpent had formerly been named Sudarshana, and he had belonged to the Vidyadhara planet. However, because he joked with the Rishi, he was condemned to take on the body of a big snake. When this serpent attacked Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj began to call, "Krishna, help!" Krishna immediately appeared and began to kick the serpent with his lotus feet. Due to being touched by the Lord's lotus feet, the serpent was immediately freed from the reactions of his sinful life. Being freed, he again assumed his original form of Sudarshana, the Vidyadhara. See, this is the direct effect of touching the lotus feet of Lord. All his past sinful action, means reactions of his sinful actions, all became washed off. And that's the point, means remain at the lotus feet of Lord means there will be no sins at all. And who is free from sins, he can engage in the service of the Lord formally. Tesham, what is called? Tuantagatam papam. Yesham tuantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam. Te dvanda moha nirmukta. Bhajanti mam dhirabrata. Means, who are already freed from sins, the sinful reactions, and he had acquired piety. Here is devotion, piety actually. He is firmly engaged in my devotional service. It is possible for him who is freed from sins. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna was speaking that, right? And how to become free from sinful reaction? Take full shelter of Krishna. Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. Mami vo ye prapadyanti mayami tam taranti te. Both two verses are there. Aham tvam sarva papi bhyo mukshishyami mashucha. See, Gajendra and crocodile, right? Crocodile is the material nature. It has attacked us. And we are in her clutches, right? I'm Gajendra. If we fight, there's no end to it. But when we surrender, it is finished. Gajendra was released from the deadly grip of the alligator when he surrendered unto Krishna. Krishna came and Krishna released him. So, Sarvadhanman Prityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papibhyo Mokshvesham Masucha. When we take 100%, 100% shelter of Krishna, surrender ourselves to Krishna, then Krishna makes our life free from sins. He liberates us from the sins. So, if we remain at the lotus feet of Lord, the mood is like that, always surrender means always free from sinful reactions. And through the beautiful pastime, you know, Krishna showed that. Nanda Maharaj and everyone, you know, Mother Yashoda and the gopas and gopis, they all went to Saraswati on a pilgrimage, you know. I heard that it was the Shivratri day or something, and in an inauspicious time, Maharaj Nanda went to the river to take bath. At that time, the serpent came and started to swallow. It was a big python, swallow Maharaj Nanda. Or he was sleeping, maybe. Maybe he was sleeping. I didn't read the Krishna book yet. Anyway, appeared, okay. Then he attacked. Anyway, he attacked Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj began to call Krishna. The Brajvasis are naturally like that for anything. Shukhe thako, dukhe thako, sada hori bole dako, ghare thako, bone thako, sada hori bole dako. Shukhe dukhe bhulo nako, vadune hori naam bolore. Our acharyas are advising us whether you live as a householder life or you are a renunciant living in the forest, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Whether in a good situation, whether in a bad situation, in a happiness or distress, always chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the only duty for the soul. It doesn't matter in what condition we are, we must continue, go on chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That means calling out Krishna. So Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj did, he called Krishna. Krishna immediately appeared and he kicked the serpent, means the serpent was touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and he was released. So wonderful. So Prakashananda Saraswati was making this point. By touching your feet with my hands, I became released from all my sins, offenses that I committed at you. And so please make me your own servant. That is the prayer, you know. The same point for us, praying to the Lord, please accept me as your eternal servant. Give me the shelter of your lotus feet. Keep me at the lotus feet. I do not know anything else but you, O Krishna. I don't have any residence but your lotus feet, O Krishna. I've been wandering life after life from one place to another, from one species to another species. There's no resting place for me, but your lotus feet are the resting place for me. Keep me at your lotus feet. Keep me under your shelter. Please do not neglect me. Make me your own servant. Right. This is the natural mood of a devotee. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. So we have covered up to 77. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanasam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Yeah. Is there any question or comment for Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Mata Sabhati, me,
Gaurangi. Hare Bol, Gaurangi.
Actually, I have a few questions for the sake of my own clarification. It wasn't so clear for me this concept of Sama Brahma, where, like Prakashananda was like Brahman, you know, so. When, as Sama Brahman, he understood that there is God. He wasn't God, but there is a God, and he was realizing the impersonal feature of God. So, in what way was he like Brahman? It's because he saw that he was just like a small particle of that impersonal feature? Is that the idea?
Yeah, two ways we can understand Sama. Means equal to Brahman, impersonal Brahman, and particle of Brahman. Means when we say I'm is an individual Brahman, tiny Brahman, means I mean that I'm person. I'm a person, isn't it? Devotees also have this understanding. Brahmeti, Paramatmiti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdate. Means when we say Brahmeti, means impersonal, all pervading Brahman aspect. Impersonal aspect of Lord Brahmajati. Right? But another sense, you know, Brahma, and the word Brahma can be used in so many ways. Krishna is Parabrahma.
But what you just said, I some confusion was there because you said that when he sees himself as a particle of Brahman, it means he sees himself as a person.
I didn't say he. I said this is about devotee's understanding. First I'm saying about the devotee's understanding.
Okay,
I didn't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A devotee also understands absolute truth in three aspects, isn't it?
Yeah.
Impersonal Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Impersonal Brahman means all-pervading, spiritual substratum, right? All-pervading, everywhere. The existence of God, also known as Brahma Jyoti, right? And Paramatma is localized manifestation of Krishna. And Bhagavan is Purna Purushottam, right? Means Supreme Person, Purushottam. And devotees also know, understand that I'm also Brahma, not as all-pervading impersonal Brahman, but I'm a subordinate spiritual being, person. I'm spiritual. Krishna is supreme spiritual Parabrahma. Krishna is Parabrahma, I'm Brahma. Means I'm a person, Krishna is a person. I'm a tiny person, Krishna is supreme person. But here, when Mahaprabhu was speaking to Prakashananda Saraswati, because he was before a Mayavadi. Mayavadi's thing, understand, absolute truth has no form. It's all pervading, impersonal Brahman, spiritual substratum, all pervading spiritual substratum, impersonal Brahman, and tiny Jiva, can become that impersonal, all-pervading oneness, without any differentiation, just one. By mistake, because of Maya, we had been separated from that one impersonal Brahman. So when Mahaprabhu was speaking that you are equal with the impersonal Brahman, means all-pervading impersonal Brahman is not possible, but Brahma-sama means you are like that, you are thinking like that. What I understand it that way. But it is also possible what Mahaprabhu was speaking, you know, Jiva also thinks that I am all-pervading impersonal Brahman. I am all-pervading Brahman, you know. So it can be also possible that Mahaprabhu was saying that you are thinking, not thinking you are Brahman as a person, tiny person. All right?
You said Mahaprabhu was saying that
you are as good as. You are, as a translation, you are as good as the impersonal Brahman. What does it mean, impersonal Brahman here? All-pervading, formless. When impersonal Brahman means all-pervading, formless. True,
but
right?
But it's not Mayavadi, that.
It is Mayavadi. You are as good as, wow, it is Mayavadi. Understanding one aspect of Krishna is impersonal Brahman is different thing. And when you think you are as good as impersonal Brahman, it's totally Mayavad. Are we all pervading? Never.
Okay, so you see, I got confused because it's Lord Chaitanya himself who is calling Prakashananda Saraswati Sama Brahma. But Sama Brahma means Mayavad.
Yes.
And so Lord Chaitanya is saying that Prakashananda Saraswati, therefore, is Mayavad. By calling him Sama Brahma, he's...
Or, that could be also, I'm Brahma, but still I'm thinking I'm impersonal. I understand I'm tiny Brahma. Like devotees have the clear understanding. I'm a servant Brahma. Mm-hmm. I'm Brahma, but I'm conscious servant Brahma, and Krishna is conscious supreme Brahma. Perfect understanding, person.
Yeah.
Other person may think I'm Brahma, mean I am impersonal Brahman. May think means still, Prakashananda Saraswati needed some purification. What I understand, you know, because the purport is not there. right? So as good as means like impersonal Brahman. Whenever I think I'm impersonal Brahman means I'm not thinking I'm a person. Impersonal means negation of material personality means yes, I am spiritual personality, that is Brahman. I'm never a material personality, right? In truth, I am spiritual personality.
If okay, that yeah, you see, equals, yeah, you know, what confused me was that since Lord Chaitanya was calling him like Brahma, I thought he was saying that it's a fact, you are like impersonal Brahma. You are like impersonal Brahma, but he wasn't condoning that conception. He was...
Yeah, it means there is a trap of Mayavad in us, although we are in devotional line.
Yeah.
The trap. Because Brahmeti, yes, we start to perceive Krishna is everywhere. That means he cannot be a person. No, he is a person. The more we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we understand it's one aspect of Krishna. But Krishna is a person. This is an inconceivable potency. By his inconceivable potency, he is a person, all pervading person. Inconceivable. He is all pervading person.
But we say that aspect is impersonal because we cannot make out his form, right?
Yes. That's actual meaning. Yes.
And that's why we say it's like the substratum, because although he's present, there's no form. There's no detectable form, right?
Yes, that's right. Krishna also spoke, right? Abhyaktamurtina, mayatadam idam jagat sarvam abhyaktamurtina in 9th chapter, that I am everywhere by my abhyakta, unmanifest form.
Yeah.
That is impersonal Brahman, actually. I am not visible to the ordinary eyes, but the devotional eyes can catch me.
Huh? He's also all pervading by his personal form, but as the Paramatma feature.
Yes. Paramatma, it is our understanding that localized form of Krishna. Yeah. Krishna, Mahaprabhu also said it's like temporary form here. Like he compared it like in a fair, government. Send a delegate, right? Sends a delegate there. He works as the agent of government, takes care of the affair, which is temporary. When the affair is finished, then his post is also abolished. So because as long as we are here in the material existence, Paramatma feature is always with us. And then when we go back to Godhead, there is no Paramatma feature. There is Krishna. This is my understanding.
Thank you so much. And also, what is it about this is the second question. What is it about the lowly position that yields so much bliss for the devotee? Why is it that feeling oneself so low yields bliss? What is it
so
about
secured?
That?
Because it is so secured, spiritual. This is not at all material conception. What is the highest thing in the spiritual world? It is the lowest over here, isn't it? Perverted reflection, right?
Yeah.
So in the material world, the lowest position is condemned. Presidential position is most worshipable. Yeah. Anyway, and spiritual world is the lowest position, means inferior. Because you see everyone is greater than me, superior, natural vision. unbelievable. The more we are purified, we are situated in the original form, that is soul. Soul is person, natural form it has. And the more the person is awakened, the more you see the truth clearly. So long I was thinking, I'm really great and superior than others. Then you see, everyone is greater than me. Just reverse. And you become so humble because it's a natural process. It's not artificial. It means, oh, for the time being, I have to be very, very humble. You know, so Krishna, please. No, it is not like that. It's natural. It is natural aspiration. An example can be given. If you see a very deep kind of ditch or deep, what is called? If you see, how can I say? You know, yes, like Mother Ganga, right? The middle portion of Mother Ganga is very deep. There is the most water. Isn't it? You know, on the bank is less water because of the depth. And in the middle of the Mother Ganga is the most water. And water is very calm. The side is more, you know, more with waves, right? Like ocean, the more you go deep inside, more you see the water is calm. On the top, the big waves are there, like, you know, because it is in the contact of wind all the time, right? Ocean surface is totally different than the bottom of the ocean, isn't it? Depth, it depends on the depth. I mean, the more bottom you go, more you feel calm. Water is like a still. So this is the point. The more you go to the bottom, actually natural process, your movement goes down, means you're feeling, I mean to say, bottom. And you contain more devotion. The more you go to the bottom, the more you have devotion to Krishna, more you feel happy. Means like it depends on the depth. Means the more go you to the bottom of the river or ocean, more water is there, like that.
Yes, I'm trying to apply that analogy to the actual devotion. Why is it that when you have the more devotion you have, why is it that the lower you feel, and therefore the more bliss?
More bliss.
I'm trying to get the logical correlation.
I'm sorry, the proper words I'm unable to use. I'm thinking totally in Bengali. Bengali, you know. The more, you know, wherever you see the more depth, you can contain more, you know, things, right? Deep. You can say anyway. Sometimes it happens, you know. To me, I lose proper wordings to convey a point.
I've heard, let me see if I can repeat it properly, that, you know, when you feel Krishna's love, you know, you want to, you know, being in that subordinate or very, the more helpless you feel, the more mercy or love you can experience, you know.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Because, the greater need you feel, the more mercy you can experience. Because you can only feel mercy when you have need. So something like that, you know.
But the reality is this. The more you go to the, you know, lowest position, the more you have devotion to Krishna. Just like in the ocean, the more you go deep down, you more contain water, more contain and calm, quiet. The bliss is there. And devotion is also there. It depends on the depth of the ocean.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to understand the connection between, you know, being, feeling oneself low and having great devotion. You know, why are
it is not material. It is not material. So search out your position. You see, you have to go down, bottom. You go down, means das anudas. You feel, I am truly servants of my acharyas, the parampara. See, we understand we belong to a particular parampara, or two paramparas. All the Vaishnavas, community are one, you know. Because all are Vaishnavas, they are all one. True feeling that I am servant and servant of the acharyas, like Madhvacharya, like, you know, Ramanujacharya, or Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vedanta, my Guru Maharaj or Vaishnavas, true feelings that I am their subordinate, that appears. It's a natural position. You feel deep connection with your natural humility. Well, what is the starting point? When we are situated in the true form, spiritual body. When the spiritual body's natural potency is awakened, then you see this. Sense of devotion increases, sense of surrender increases, sense of bliss or happiness increases. Means one after another. Means our true nature, that sense of feeling is there, you know? Sense of feeling of our true nature is there. When we are situated in the spiritual form. That is Raghunga Bhakti ultimately. The devotee worships Krishna in a spiritual form. With a spiritual form. Antas Chintitadeha. We all studied that in the 8th chapter of Madhya Lila, right? When Krishna and Ramananda Rai were talking together. So, we have to practically go through that. I mean, do it. I'm a soul, fine. Are you situated in the soul? That's the point. Then you will have the sense of devotion automatically, more. Sense of surrender, more. Sense of being, you know, a subordinate servant of my superiors, my Gurudev, all the acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas, you know, parampara. The natural sense of feeling will awaken.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, one quick thing, one last thing is, you know, you're telling us that we should touch Krishna's lotus feet. And so, of course, this should not be a mechanical process. So when we are, I mean, I don't even know how we would do that. I guess maybe by consciousness, because I don't know how else we would.
Internally, yes, internally.
So internally, when we're touching his feet, how are we supposed to be thinking so that it's not a mechanical process?
Yes.
How are we supposed to be thinking?
When you come before the Lord, you cannot just go there and touch the lotus feet. I had the good fortune when I used to do service in the temple in New Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. Then I would really nicely massage the lotus feet. Anyway. So how to touch? Internally, means your internal organs, or means senses, will be agitated. How to touch? Externally, you are fixed. Internally, you would try to touch. So Krishna, as it comes before you and you touch, you touch your head, you touch your hand. Krishna allows. It's not mechanical. That's the point. Krishna, please allow me to touch you. Please. I am spiritual person. My senses are there. Please allow me to touch you with my spiritual senses. Because externally you are fixed with the folded hands, isn't it? Or mentally you see, you are going there and touching the feet internally. So your total concentration is like, would be like that. Externally, I cannot reach the lotus feet. Altar is far from me. I'm not supposed to touch the you know, deity form of Krishna. But internally, who can stop you? Internally, you go there and touch. These are the way we can touch the Lord. There's
something. But the devotee, he wants, the reason why he wants to touch his feet
is shelter, connection, interaction. A devotee can live without Krishna. A devotee desires. A devotee desires there should not be any distance between me and Krishna, and internally also together. Two birds are living together in the heart, right? Dva suparna samane brikshe. The body is like the briksha, like tree. Heart is like the nest where two birds are sitting. Or one briksha, one bird is just sitting there witnessing, another bird is eating the fruits, right, of the tree. So many examples are there in our, in the Upanishads or in other, you know, scriptures, right, in Vedic scriptures. So in this way we can meditate on like that, meditate on the soul and super soul, two birds. One is eating the fruit. One is happiness and distress continuously. And the bird is witnessing. When the eating bird sees the friendly bird, then only he gets the peace, right? Tam atmastham anupashyanti, right? What is that? Nityo nityanam chetanaschetananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman yo atmastham anupashyati resham shantim netaresham. Means who sees, I think I have missed one or two words, means Krishna is the supreme nitya, we are plural, many nityas, and he is fulfilling all our desires. When we see Krishna atmastham inside our heart, anupashyanti means constantly when we see Krishna within our heart, then we get peace, netaresham. We are not connected with Krishna, he is not getting peace. So, yes, we should contemplate, introspect the truth, meditate the truth, how two birds in one place, Krishna and the individual soul, living together, interacting together. It's not that, not interacting just side by side. No. Interacting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for interaction, we need Krishna. That's it. That is rasa. Krishna is also looking forward for rasa. Individual soul also can become happy with the rasa. That's the ultimate goal. Prayojana. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Mother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gaurangi. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Time, I have one question, Mataji. It's already late, I think, in India.
Okay, go ahead.
Mataji, in Brahma Muta stage, is a devotee, they already realize their position, but Mayavadi, they want to, they don't have any desire or they don't affected any material pain and pleasure, yes. But devotee's case, they are realizing I am the servant of the Krishna, and then they fully realize and then they are not affected by the other material things, yes.
In a spiritual platform, see, from gross body consciousness to subtle body consciousness to the spiritual consciousness, we have to progress. Brahma Bhuta stage is spiritual stage. Of course, the body is also energy of Krishna, must be engaged in service of Krishna. Subtle body is also energy of Krishna, must be engaged in Krishna. But I'm beyond that. I'm the soul, spirit soul. We have to come to that platform, Brahma Bhuta. Then only become Prasannatma, na shochati, na kankshati. Realizing that Atma has no connection with the material happenings. Material situations is beyond. Its situation is different. Spiritual. Devotees understand very straightforwardly, I'm servant. So I have now my material body available, subtle body available, as well as spiritual body available. It is within the covering of subtle body and material body. Engage everything. That is Brahma Bhuta means they never come down from the spiritual platform. I'm spirit soul, final. It is the person, spiritual person, which is not non-material, completely spiritual, like Krishna, qualitatively one with Krishna. So that understanding also should be there for pure devotion. In the beginning, we engage our material body, gross body, subtle body. Means first our conception is gross. I am this body. No, I am superior than that. That is subtle body, mental, psychological body. No, it is not spiritual. Beyond that, spirit soul, Brahma Bhuta. Okay? Ultimately realizing I am a servant of Krishna, that soul is servant. So service attitude wakes up. Okay?
And Mataji, also you are telling us a deep, we need to go to the deep, but I can see for my case, when we want to go deep, so many obstacles there, Mataji, means in a material platform. How we can determine to go deep, Mataji? Here in
the... Yeah, that is our real austerity. Real work is inside work, not outside work. See, Krishna also said in Bhagavad Gita, right? Chapter 5, text number 24, right? Antararama, Antarjyoti. Means whose focus is inward, who is actively rejoicing inward, means whose whole existence is inside, connected fully with Krishna, interacting fully in Krishna internally, he is eligible for going back home, back to Godhead. See that by sitting in one place, when all the attention is inward, you find who? The soul. You find who? Krishna. And you surrender unto Krishna. Remain united with Krishna. If you do that, you are eligible for going back home, back to Godhead without spending any money and going outside, doing any hard work. But this is the real hard work. As you are saying, going deep inside. And this is the real austerity. Srila Radhanath Maharaj once said, right, on the surface of the ocean, there are so many turbulence, waves always. It's very fearsome to see the ocean, isn't it? On the surface, due to the contact of the mighty wind. But if you go deep down the bottom of the ocean, you see what is very calm, quiet, still. We see the pictures, right? That on the bottom of the ocean, the animals are so still, right? Water is very clear, as if nothing is moving, and the animals, the fish or whatever, they are moving very slowly. So this is the thing, on the surface of our heart, our mind, it is always like a turbulence, like condition, agitation is always going on. Sometimes happiness, distress, problems, we become easily, with a slight thing, we become agitated. Mind become agitated, right? But go deep inside, we will have spiritual strength, profound spiritual strength. And with that spiritual strength, we find peace and stability. As we were saying, that how can we become, you know, firmly situated in spiritual platform. The stability we are looking for, it is not possible from external situation. The more we are observing the external situation, the more we have become disturbed or agitated. More we go deep inside the soul, heart, we find stability. So that is the real austerity we all have to try, at least for 10 minutes, 15 minutes in the beginning. Be alone with the Bhagavad Gita. Read the chapter 5, text number 24. Try to understand what Krishna is saying. Focus should be inward. Then you will actively rejoice inwardly. Means inward. Our journey is inward. Journey inward, not outward. The spiritual success does not depend on the external situation. It's material. Spiritual success depends on the internal situation of the heart or consciousness. And that is our real work. That's why it is advised, keep the life very simple, as simple as possible. Means try to minimize life. It's a constant endeavor for spiritual perfection. It's a constant endeavor to cultivate Krishna consciousness inwardly. That is our real sadhana. Not we can gain this overnight. It's not possible. Even not possible in one life. But possible by the mercy of Guru Krishna. Sincerely, we must try at least 10 minutes, 15 minutes, totally connect ourselves with Krishna internally. So Bhagavad Gita reading is very important by yourself, self-study. 5th chapter, 6th chapter, beautiful, beautiful verses are there. Especially 5th chapter, I found very, very, helpful for us to develop internal connection with Krishna. If I'm not connected with Krishna, how can I have the spiritual life? When anything is connected with Krishna, that is spiritual. My activities are connected with Krishna, that means my activities are spiritual. My mind is connected with Krishna, means my mind is spiritual. The consciousness connected with Krishna is spiritual. It is not connected when it is not. So it takes time, it's practice, you know, and depending on mercy of Guru and Krishna. Guru Gauranga, holy name, you know, it's a gradual process. We should begin trying to devote the time for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, like that. Then you increase. All right?
Yes, Mataji. It's a very inspiring. You always quote the Bhagavad Gita slokas. And from the beginning, I always thinking and try to read. But sometimes I miss reading. You said in self reading is more valuable, Mataji.
Self reading is very helping. Very helping. Means be alone with Gita and yourself without any distraction. Devote some time, you know, maximum half an hour is fine. In the beginning, meditate. Like I said, chapter 5, read the translations only and some verses which may, you know, attract you, your mind. Then you read the, you know, purport. So then you increase reading the verse and the purport. Take note the points you are touching your heart most. Just write on those points. Like that, self-study. Like few verses, even good. In the fifth chapter, just section wise, okay, four verses, five verses. Just try to understand, try to touch the heart of the verse, go deep inside, you know, and absorb, like that. 10, 15 minutes, maximum half an hour, like that. Try, like that.
Mataji, you said, because whenever I read Prabhupada book, I just try to read the, with purport. But you said we can read only the translation also, yes? You said when
the... First do that. So why I'm saying that read the translation only, then at a glance you understand the subject matter of the whole chapter. What happens when we go through one verse and purport, then we forget the previous, then we forget the next. It is to help yourself, means first you read the only translation, so you understand the flow of conversation, or is Krishna's instructions, flow of Krishna's instructions to Arjuna. So you can understand the subject matter of the particular chapter, right? You may say, what is the subject matter of seventh chapter? We may not say this, but if you read just the translations of the seventh chapter, you would understand. It's not possible within one day or few days. It's a continuous process. Just I'm giving one example.
Yeah.
One day, okay, not full chapter, half a chapter, just translation. By reading the translation, you gain a lot, profound understanding. Then whatever verse is touching your heart, then you go for the purport. Find the PowerPoints and write down, or the point is touching you most, write down. In this way, you can enrich your life profoundly. That is our austerity.
Sure, Mataji, because I was always thinking to ask how you can grab the point, because whenever you quote, especially Bhagavad Gita, when you quote every time, I was really attracted and try to read also, and it's very helpful for me, Mataji. But translation, I never try, but I'll try. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Because even if we have less time, if we read the translation, it will be helpful. Sometimes when we have less time, we discourage to read. If we read with the purport, maybe I may not have the time to read, maybe.
Yes, very good, yeah. Like 12th chapter, means we should do it serially, but you may go any chapter first, means start from any point. First you start, that's the point. Start your practice, whatever chapter attracts you, maybe 12th bhakti yoga, maybe 5th. 5th is, you know, this mystic yogas, very wonderfully Krishna said, especially 24. Beautiful, beautiful verse. So beautiful translation. Like that. Try to, you know, internalize more, absorb. Whatever is up to you. Maybe not the full chapter, maybe half chapter. Means we have to gain something. We should not lose. We have to retain the realization or a knowledge inside, isn't it? So whatever way helps you, it you do. Start.
Yes.
From any point. There's no hard and fast rule.
Thank you, Mataji. Really, it will be helpful. And I have a great desire to read Bhagavad Gita very systematically, and then means meditate more and more of Krishna's instruction. Thank you, Mataji. Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody have any question or comment from the Mataji? Otherwise, you can end the call.
Okay, so we can end the class now by offering.